time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A June 12th meeting in Singapore between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un was thrown into limbo on Wednesday after North Korea denounced military exercises between South Korea and the United States as a provocation and called off high-level talks with Seoul. The North Korean Central News Agency said the drills between the South Korean and U.S. Air Forces are a rehearsal for an invasion of the North. Reuters is reporting that North Korean officials say the country will rethink the U.S. summit if pressured to abandon the nuclear program. MSNBC's Brian Williams has more.
Do you deserve the Nobel Prize, do you think?
Everyone thinks so, but I would never say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world, not for even here. I want victory for the world because that's what we're talking about. So that's the only prize I want.
We're seeing the dangers tonight of getting out ahead of a summit with a volatile adversary. Just a short time ago, you may have seen the breaking news graphic at the bottom of our screen. The Reuters news agency reported, quote, North Korea said it may reconsider holding a summit with the United States if Washington continues to unilaterally insist on North Korea giving up its nuclear program, the North's state media said on Wednesday. North Korea's central news agency, Is There Any Other, also said the fate of the U.S.-North Korea summit, as well as bilateral relations, would be clear if Washington speaks of a Libya-style denuclearization for the North. The statement added U.S. President Donald Trump would remain as a failed president if he follows in the steps of his predecessors. This comes just hours after North Korea pulled out of its high-level talks with the South and made an earlier threat to that June 12th summit. They're apparently angered by the ongoing, long-scheduled, by the way, joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. Pentagon released a statement today saying the exercises are defensive in nature and part of a routine annual training program. Earlier today, State Department said preparations for the summit are still underway, and the North has not notified the U.S. of any official change.
The protests in Israel continue as hundreds of people marched through Tel Aviv Tuesday to protest Israeli troops firing on Palestinian protesters in Gaza, killing 60 people. The U.S. blocked the adoption of a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a probe into the violence that broke out on the Gaza border, while the Palestinians recalled their envoy from Washington to protest the move of the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. On Tuesday, Senators Mark Warner, Heidi Heitkamp, and Bill Nelson announced they'd support Gina Haspel in her bid to be the next director of the CIA, clearing the path for her nomination. Haspel had to overcome questions about her involvement with the torture program in the years after 9/11. The confirmation vote could come as early as this week. The U.S. Senate will vote on Wednesday on whether to reverse a decision by the Trump administration to roll back Obama-era net neutrality rules. Advocates of keeping the 2015 open internet rules have the backing of 50 U.S. senators, including Republican Susan Collins. And with the absence of Senator John McCain because of illness, they believe they will win on a 50-49 vote. However, the effort still faces an uphill battle. It's unlikely that the Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives will even vote on the issue. And of course, the White House backs the FCC rules approved last December. The White House has eliminated the position of cyber czar less than 2 years after the U.S. fell prey to a massive cyber attack from Russia. Go figure. Ahead of high-level trade talks between the U.S. and China, the Washington Post obtained a list of demands which shed some more light on the ZTE deal. CNN has more.
We're hearing that the White House was also caught off guard.
They were indeed. The White House was surprised by these news reports. I am told by a senior administration official the president was made aware of them, but from news reports, not from any official sources. So buildings across Washington, here at the White House, the State Department, and indeed the Pentagon, were taken by surprise by this. But Jake, this is all coming as an interesting meeting is scheduled to take place 1 week from today. President Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, is scheduled to be here at the White House to talk to President about that South Korea summit and the North Korean summit in Singapore next month. So all of this certainly is coming up in the air. But, Jake, we remember very well when the president 2 months ago first agreed to the beginning talks of these meetings. He said that the North had agreed to leave discussions about the military exercises to not stop them from happening. So that has always been on the table here. But Jake, this is one thing that senior administration officials, some of them, have quietly worried and wondered about. What could North Korea do to potentially disrupt this summit? Is President Trump acting too eager for this summit to happen here? Has he removed the leverage from these discussions? Is all of this is still being coming in and sorted through? I'm told by an administration official, look for some other type of reaction, possibly from the White House, once they sort of get a handle on what's going on.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.